This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
Cup finalist weekend, we'll talk about that shortly. But in terms of the women's game, it's been a busy few weeks and a month or so for us, particularly working in the women's game with Glasgow City particularly. And it feels a bit funny that the season's coming to an end.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's been so busy the last few weeks and so many big games. Obviously the European games for Glasgow City, but domestically as well, there's been a lot of big games in the league. And it's just been bringing the season to a close, and it's been a really, really good time for women's football. A lot of exposure, lots of big results, some good games, and it's been a real privilege to watch it. But it's all coming to an end now for the season, and that's just getting up towards the cup final now.
Exactly, and I mean at the end of the season, I might stop start domestically with the international game, and it should be a quick word to the national team who, three wins now in their qualifying campaign Euro 2017 has been a perfect start.
Yeah, they're doing very, very well. And some really good goals there as well, some big performances by some big players. And it's good to see some other players emerging through to the national team as well. So it's a good time for women's football in Scotland, with Glasgow City doing well in the Champions League and getting so far. And the Scottish Nationalist team really, really flying the flag for the country, doing really, really well. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we can maybe get to one of these big tournaments.
Fingers crossed indeed. Well, domestically, the season in the league was finished, the titles finished two or three weeks back, but the final games of the season, and Hibs and Glasgow City take on each other in the cup this weekend, but Glasgow City finished off their season with a 10-0 away win against Rangers. Clear Shine with five of those goals, and Hibs beating Spartans 4-1 in Demi McCulloch's final game as Spartans ladies manager. Two big wins ahead of the cup final.
Yeah, it just shaped up very, very nicely for the cup final. They were probably predictable victories because Glasgow City and Hibs have both been so, so good throughout the whole season. And the high-scoring games, obviously the City game, being 10-0, very, very comprehensive. And Rangers gave them a tough game in the semi-final not too long ago. So to see it be 10-0 was maybe a wee bit surprising, but with the firepower they've got, maybe not so much so, but Hibs, again, they've managed to keep it up throughout the whole season, more or less, pushed Glasgow City all the way. And they'll be coming into this cup final thinking that they probably deserve something for their efforts this season, so it's shaping up really, really nicely.
And, I mean, we've kind of talked about it in the past, but Rangers, again, one of those sides that bring through young players and then they'll have to parachute them straight into the first team, or, you know, they get moved on very quickly, and it's a bit of a sad state of affairs that Rangers are completely free-falled the second half of the season.
Yeah, and it's a shame because you can see there's some really talented players in the squad, and I know other teams have picked up a few over the season and pre-season as well last year, and that's kind of the situation they're in just now, and I'm sure they will bring through some more good young players for next year, but it's whether they can actually build for next season is going to be the challenge for them. Keep some of the players that they've got who have got some valuable experience this year, and some harsh lessons as well. 10-0 was a big defeat, and there's players here that will be able to learn from that, and if they can hang on to them, build for the next season, then maybe we'll see a different Rangers. But it's been a tough close to the season for them.
Well, elsewhere, just around off the top six, Celtic and Aberdeen drawing 1-1, both have had good seasons.
Yeah, Aberdeen have been excellent this season actually. And it'll be interesting to see how they do next season, whether they can build on the success that they've had this year. And Celtic have been kind of there and thereabouts again as well. I mean, a wee bit kind of topsy-turvy at times, but I think they'll be pleased with themselves overall, and I know they are trying to build something for the future there as well. Spartan has been a wee bit off the boil this season, but I'm sure we'll see them coming back strongly for next season. So, it's all shaping up nicely for a big contest in the league next year, and see if anybody else can put a challenge forward to Glasgow City.
Well, SWPL top flight changed to an 8-team system by the sounds of the way it's going. One final word on Aberdeen, because I think it's been a few weeks since we spoke. I mean, Aberdeen, they played City a few weeks ago. That was basically the title clincher. And they've played each other a few times this season, and it's been tight games against the top sides, just narrowly missing out in third on the table. did Aberdeen. One thing I noticed that day was that they had a really big squad, and I mean up there in the top flight, they're the only sort of team to the north in the top flight. Maybe have they got an advantage there at all? Maybe having more players to pick from, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think they're a big club, Aberdeen, and they've got a lot of reach in that part of Scotland, and you know, it seems like they are building a good squad up there. And like you, I've been very impressed with watching them. You know, they've had a good season, and at times I felt in that game against City, they really did match them and cause them some problems. You know, they could have pulled back a second goal in that game had they scored a penalty. So I think there's a good foundation up there for them to build on, and it's kind of similar to what I saw in Hibs last year. I thought they had a good foundation, and they built on it over the pre-season and brought in some good players and put on a challenge. So if Aberdeen can do something similar, then next season could be a really, really interesting one.
Obviously, should have Inverness up there, but they were rooted to the bottom and further north than Aberdeen. But just elsewhere quickly, in the bottom half, Inverness 1, Hamilton 3, Stirling 0, 4 for 2, Hatchetfield 4, Hearts 4. So with the new system, Hearts, Hamilton, Hatchetfield, Inverness heading down. Stirling University in their first season in the top flight are staying up. Pretty good season for them. So the way it finished, Glasgow City 59 points, Hibs 53, and a huge gap to Celtic in 35, Aberdeen 34, Spartan 25, Rangers 24, the top six. Right, let's talk about cup final then. We've seen two or three terrific games between City and Hibs this season, a couple of 3-3 draws in the league, the 2-0 win, which basically got Glasgow City over the line away from home a few weeks back, as well as the 2-1 extra time win in the League Cup final earlier. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I certainly am. I think this game has got all the makings of an absolute cracker. I said earlier on that Hibs have had such a good season, and you know they'll be disappointed that they lost the Cup final earlier on this season against Glasgow City. They've lost the league to Glasgow City, and I think they'll be coming into this feeling like they deserve something. So they won't be scared of Glasgow City either, because they have given them good games. And you know, there was one game in particular, the second game, which was a home game for Glasgow City, and they really pushed City close, 3-0 draw. I think it's going to be a really, really, really good game, and anybody who's got any interest in watching a great Women's Cup final should come along and see it. It's going to be a cracker, I think.
Yeah, it's at Ainslie Park in Edinburgh. And it's also on BBC Alba as well for anyone that can't make it to the game, so there's plenty of ways to watch and find out about the game. One player Hibs maybe just kind of slightly tailed off at the end in the game where City won 2-0 to basically wrap up the title. It was pretty noticeable that Joel Murray was missing that day. She had a bit of a knock, she didn't play. She was on the bench but didn't come on. That sounds like a player that Hibs really need to be firing all cylinders to be the figure of the team.
Yeah, they want all their best players, and they all want to play, obviously, as well, because it's a cup final. And you know, they're coming into the game knowing that they have a chance, that they could. It probably still would be a wee bit of an upset, but you know, they have matched City very, very well this season, and surpassed any challenge that anybody thought they could have played. So all their best players will be wanting to play. As the neutrals, everybody will be wanting the best players to play, and they've got some really, really good players. So, you know, Murray obviously has been a great player for them over a period of time, but some young players that have done well this season. Harrison, we've talked about many, many times, who's caused City all sorts of problems in previous games. Chloe Arthur in the midfield, I think, is a great wee player who's pulling the strings for them quite often when we see them play. And Lizzie Arnott as well, who's another real threat. So they'll be up for it. They'll definitely be right up for it, and they'll be coming in to try and get some hands and some well-deserved silverware. So yeah, it's going to be an absolute belter of a game, I think.
What do you think, score prediction-wise?
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, actually. I think it's going to be one of these ones where it's going to go from end to end. I think both teams are going to go out looking for a big victory, put down a marker, especially after what's happened this season. And City will be wanting to show that they are head and shoulders above, whereas Hibs will be wanting to place a wee bit of doubt in the mind for next season. But I think I will go with City, just purely because of the experience. You know, they've just got so many born winners in that team who have won so many times, and they know how to get over the line. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring, close game, but I think City will edge it.
Okay, well, hopefully you're not just jinxed that, and we're going to be a 0-0.
No, it's going to be a 0-0 now.
Sporting news, chat and debate. This is Scores on the Doors.